people like to see the realness, because if it's like too touched, it's like that's fake, and people are getting tired of being sold to instead of like the caring and connection and feeling vulnerable enough to reach out for the help and the programs or resources.
Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I appreciate you listening to this episode. If you've been listening this year, you know that we hit 1,600 episodes at the beginning of this year, and we're doing something a little bit different where we're repurposing our favorite episodes around certain categories, topics, or as I like to call them, business pillars that we think are going to be extremely impactful for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, or what I like to call CB Nation architects who are looking to level up their organizations. This month, we are focused on innovation, disruption, women entrepreneurship, DEI, gig economy, remote economy, even the cannabis industry. Think about these industries and these disruptive technologies that really sometimes aren't as disruptive, but there's people that are just paying attention to what the market needs and they're providing that. So really think about the things that are quote unquote outside of the norm, but really help entrepreneurship to grow and fully develop. I think it's an extremely exciting time when you're talking about any type of innovation or disruption, because I think that there's so many opportunities and needs that aren't felt that are starting to be filled by different groups, different organizations, or even different industries. So what I want you to do is sit back and enjoy this special episode of the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Julianne Now of LadyNow.com. Julianne, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Julianne so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Julianne is an integrative and alternative healer, Reiki master, yoga instructor, spirit channeler, and cannabis consultant. She focuses on healing your past and future to find your true power and presence in the now. Julianne had multiple health diagnoses from the moment she was born and into her youth. She healed herself with alternative healing methods and getting to the root cause of emotions and beliefs and avoiding surgeries and stopping all pharmaceuticals. Her purpose is to do the same for others and to meet them wherever they are in their journey. Julianne, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I'm so ready, yes.
Awesome. Let's do it. So I know we touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah. So I found out, like, I'm from a small town, so I didn't know anything about alternative healing methods at all. Like, I didn't know what yoga was. I'd never heard of the word Reiki. It was just meat and potatoes. That's what you eat. And go to the doctor and they're going to tell you what to do and do whatever they say. That's all we knew. Well, doing that over and over really wasn't really doing anything for me, and my symptoms are getting to the root causes. So it wasn't until I got older, started asking my own questions, finding my own resources, moved to a city and not a small town. And I was like, I really want to start helping other people find this information and to really start to tell them that they're their own inner healer. They have the power to heal themselves, or if you can't fully heal your diagnosis, you can at least start to heal symptoms and at least find some peace and understanding to the emotions that are causing your symptoms and your disease. So I've really started creating Lady Now just from me talking and speaking about it, but then I wanted to create a platform for others to join that have the same like-minded values as me and are also seeking the information that I was.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So but I know you touched on a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at Lady Now and how you're helping to support the clients you work with?
Yes, so I have my own podcast. It's called Live the New Way Now, and my YouTube channel, same thing. So that's a free resource that I release every Wednesday and sometimes bonus episodes here and there. I also have an online Facebook group called Way Showers. So it's creating the leaders or creating the people that are ready to show this new way of doing things. And I provide online support. So I do all my treatments virtually or in person, but virtually is great, like just using Zoom so I can speak with anyone in the world. I do all distant Reiki healings. I do all my cannabis coaching, the health and life coaching virtually. I make online yoga videos, yoga nidra. So everything can be done online through this resource. And also in person, but that way I can just reach other people. And I've really started to embrace getting more comfortable on the online space, like making a video and not always second guessing or questioning, is this good enough to get it out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people can connect with you. So it's the coaching, there's yoga, there's Reiki, there's that alternative ways of healing. That's what Lady Now provides.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one that hits record and tries to do it over and over again, because you always wanted to be perfect. But sometimes people get attracted to you just being natural and being yourself and not being perfect, which I think is like the wave that's happening now.
I totally agree with that. Like people like to see the realness, because if it's like too touched, it's that fake, and people are getting tired of being sold to instead of like the caring and connection and feeling vulnerable enough to reach out for the help and the programs or resources.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I guess the person who probably would most resonate, you know, with your podcast and your site and all the things that you're doing is somebody who does feel some type of illness or sickness, and they're just looking for a better way. They're trying different things and it's not working out. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's a great description. It's really for someone like me who is, I really am listening. I'm doing everything they're telling me to do, but it's not working, or something else is now getting created. So you feel like at your wit's end, I've done everything, what do I do next? Or you're getting that calling internally that's like, there has to be a better way for me. And yeah, whether you're new or you're someone that's on this journey for a long time, you're just looking for that extra step to really be like, I'm ready. I'm done living this way. I know I can live a much better way.
What would you consider, you might have already touched on this, your secret sauce? What do you feel distinguishes you or sets you apart?
I think it's because I don't just offer one thing. Like I feel like a lot of practitioners, like you just go to them for Reiki or you just go to them for yoga. And then you're asking them, well, do you know someone that does energy healing? Or do you know someone that also knows about this? Whereas on, I can offer so many different services. So that way, when I do first meet you, or if I first start coaching you, it's really looking at your whole life as a lifestyle. So for example, if someone wants to start using cannabis instead of, for example, some veterans come to me and they're on 9 to 12 pills a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you could get rid of all of them, or at least 9 or 10 of out of the 12, and just be using this one. And just being able to be like, what is your lifestyle? Do you have to go to work? Do you have kids? Looking at, do you need CBD? Do we need to alternate your dosage in the evening compared to the morning? And then starting to look at, what other symptoms do you have? Anxiety. Okay, let's pair conscious cannabis with yoga. Then when you're ready, we can start doing some Reiki and getting down to some of the memories or the emotions that you're holding on to, and talking about it in a safe space and clearing in that way. So it's almost like building blocks in a way, and really just looking at a person as a whole. So I think that's what sets it apart, is that like female aspect, but also being able to offer more than one thing so we can really meet you wherever you are at.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Just doing it. Like just having the idea and just doing it. I find that that is something as a CEO, having like being the visionary, always continuing with your vision and creating new visions, and then always starting them and putting them out there and just figuring out as you go. And you may realize, oh, I actually also need someone to help me with this part in order to make this better. And then you start bringing in different people, but really going from your vision and believing in it and just starting and figuring out as you go.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And it's like right in line with what we were talking about a little while ago about the videos, is sometimes you just have to put it out there and do it. And always remember, you can always grow on that and build on that and make it better.
Yes, exactly. And those things will, like, you can trust will slowly come over time, whether you're seeking that extra help to make it better or someone will seek you and you'll be like, wow, that's exactly what I was looking for. But because you're already in alignment and doing what you were needed and supposed to be doing, you'll sit back one day and laugh. Remember when I had that idea and now it's this?
Yeah.
Just holding the vision.
So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Know that. So not questioning yourself, even when other people are. Because you wouldn't have had the thought or the feeling or what I like to call the calling if you weren't supposed to be there in that space bringing forth this vision into form. So just knowing that, and over time, like, people will catch up with your vision and your thoughts and what you're saying. And sometimes that can be really hard because you feel like lonely, or you're like, things aren't advancing or going as fast as I want them to be. But if you don't listen to your soul, that's letting yourself down and you'll feel even worse. And I like to call, like, the slow death inside.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty dramatic, but that's what it feels like. That's slow, just like your soul can't even. So just the nuggets, know that you know.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. It's funny. I think I saw something on Instagram the other day where it said that some people are buried at age 75, but some people die at the age of like 25, 26, whatever, because they don't listen to their call. Or their soul, as you said. And a lot of times that can manifest itself in a lot of different ways, but it can be really difficult. Do you find that, how do you manage that when you know, especially for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, usually it's very, very difficult because usually a lot of times you're the only one that's doing whatever. You have this vision, you have this sight that you see, but you have to be able to charge ahead and not listen to the naysayers or not listen to people that are not going the same way. Do you find there's a way to manage that?
I find, like, really spending time with that inner voice. So whether it's meditating, or if you're in the tub and you just turn the music on and you're just alone, like, really finding that inner voice to hear your inner voice speaking to you. And that's like that fuel that keeps you going. And then when other people are questioning what you're doing, but you do it anyway, there's always, I want to say almost always, someone that will email you or private message you and thank you for putting that out there. So even if they weren't ready to comment on what you put in there or book something with you, they still needed what you were saying, or you sparked something in them and they're coming to you in more of like private message way. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of confirmation over time that people are really starting to hear you and what you're saying. And that keeps you going too. It's just that one person, or someone liked something, or you notice someone else starts talking about something because you were talking about it, and it just starts to become a snowball. So I really almost want to tell people, like, there's no way that someone's not going to receive what you said. Mm-hmm. Like, so just always coming back to that inner voice that keeps being your confirmation, and then getting that outside confirmation from other people will keep you going.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. And I completely agree with you. If you're in alignment, then things start to manifest themselves and show that you're going the right way. And they might be little small private message or DMs that you get to say that, oh, yes, I needed that. I needed to hear that. Thank you for sending that. So I think I definitely would echo that as well, too. So I think that's a great reminder. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So, Julianne, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Freedom for your inner child. Mm-hmm. That is like what it is to me. Because even starting out, and even now, like, fluctuating over the last 3 years, like, there are times that I'm just doing my business. And then there are times that I have to, like, get a part-time job while I do my business full-time. So it's always fluctuating, but it's like that inner child inside you, like that little girl or little boy that knows it's freedom for them to be able to working and creating this. And you may be like so tired, but as soon as you start diving into whatever it is you're doing, you're like lit up, and it's like the freedom and the play. And you almost are like, what's the word work? Because right. Play is creating things that are also taking care of my life, but I'm also taking care of other people. And yeah, that's what it is to me, is that freedom for the inner child, freedom for your inner being. That's what it is for me. And creating your schedule, sometimes you are overwhelmed, but you're like, oh, well, I'm doing it to myself. It's not someone else making me do it. Like,
right.
You can, like, eat that a little bit smoother.
Yes.
Instead of being mad at someone else. So it's really just the freedom for your inner child, freedom for you.
I truly appreciate that definition. I truly appreciate your time today. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic to speak just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, how they can find out about your podcast and it, all the awesome things that you're doing.
So yeah, I have LadyNow.com. So it's focused on cannabis, coaching, lifestyle. I like to call it the real feels. Focused on all the real feels. And there's my podcast, YouTube. I'm also on Instagram at Lady Now. And I have a fun Instagram that's at Chef Girl RV because I love RVing and tiny homes. That's just like something fun if you all follow me on there. And I have another website called LiveNow, LiveNow.com. And it's for spouses and caregivers to those living with PTSD. So I still offer all the alternative healings, but it's almost like the people that maybe your insurance company isn't covering therapy for you because you aren't the one that has been diagnosed with PTSD, but you may have secondary PTSD or you're struggling emotionally. And you're looking for community and support and your own healing and outlet. So that's another website you can also find me on if you feel called to go there. And you can email me at any time, info@ladynow.com. I love getting emails, hearing your personal stories. You can ask me questions, I can send you links to anything and provide all my free resources. I blog. So just reach out anytime. I love connecting.
Awesome. 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 I definitely appreciate that. And we'll have all those links in the show notes as well so that everybody can follow up with you. But I truly appreciate you again for your time and all the awesome things that you're doing and unleashing the inner child as well too. So I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well. I appreciate being able to come here in your time.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.